citizens here every time you notice. So let's get started. Bob, would you give an invitation?
Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to live in such a magnificent place, and for you giving us the opportunity to help guide the planning efforts of this county for the benefit of all people. Lord, we thank you for that honor and that privilege. As we go through our meeting tonight, help us to look upon our business with an open mind, in fairness and integrity, and help us to make the best recommendations and decisions that we can make. Lord, when this meeting is over, go with us to our homes, our families, and our friends, and bring us back safely again to another meeting. We ask these things in thy name.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Having done that, I officially call the meeting to order, and I don't see any public comments, so we'll skip that. I ask if you've looked at the agenda, I need a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the agenda as it is.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's the approval of the minutes. I think we ought to almost have a round of applause for Beth. She did a yeoman's job on these things, with all the discussion and whatnot that went on the last time. So does anyone have any changes, additions, deletions, or comments about the minutes?
I do.
I'll second that about those minutes. That was, I don't know how you do it.
I don't either.
It's a good thing we don't have these every week. Thank you.
That's right.
If there are no deletions, changes, or comments, I would entertain a motion to approve them.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And that's done. Subdivision approvals.
There were 20 total for this month. There were 11 recombination of previously approved lots, one family subdivision, one division for cemetery lots, six changing of boundary lines, and then one two-lot subdivision. And that was actually a piece of property that was split with Henderson County. So the over 10 acres exemption didn't apply because only five was here in Transylvania.
Anything remarkable about it?
This was, so since I've been in planning, it was the first extension for a cemetery lot, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Anybody have any questions? Have a motion to accept those.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okie dokie. Old business. We have the noise ordinance. You should have received in your pocket a packet two sets of the noise ordinance. One is what we traditionally see with strikeouts and ads and that sort of thing. And one is a clean copy. With all that gone, that would be what we would send to the commission.
So what we're asking the board tonight is, are there any changes, further discussion, or are we ready to move forward with making a recommendation?
That's the question. Does anybody have any changes or discussion they want to do on this ordinance? And I warn you, I am armed.
In other words, now if we recommend this, then the commissioners will look at a public hearing on it for
correct.
But we will have a public input session here at our meeting, and then out of that will come a recommendation to the commission. They will have their own hearing.
I have been over the last month. I thought a lot about it. Thought a lot about the last meeting. I think it was the fourth meeting that I was a part of, and I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm enjoying being a part of the process, and it's fun, exciting is the right word, but in a way, it's neat to be a part of it and see how things are done. And I know that several of the things that we took out were, I think, in response to some of the questions and concerns that I have. And for example, the permit, it said in that permit, in the original, it said that under no circumstance should a permit be issued that violates this noise ordinance. So I was like, well, what's the point in it? And I guess when I raised those concerns, I didn't really anticipate that I thought we were going to work on it. I didn't really anticipate that we were taking it out, and I hadn't thought about the full consequences of that. And by no means saying let's go back and put it back in there or rehash this whole thing. But I did go talk I have gone and talked to the city, talked to the city police, and have a copy of their noise ordinance and read through it and about how they handle permitting. And I did go talk to Eric Coldwell at the Economic Alliance and kind of mentioned it to him. And, I guess one concern that I have is we hear it over and over and over again. I think the biggest offense to this, or the biggest offense to the noise ordinance, is barking dogs. And I'm just concerned, and this is solely from trying not to pigeonhole our county's ability to bring income into our county and bring income producing events into our county. I think we're still going to run into challenges with the barking dog issue. I've got neighbors that have barking dogs, but they don't start every night at 9 o'clock. It's kind of random. It's when a deer runs through the neighborhood or something like that, and if it's at the right time, right while I'm trying to go to sleep, yeah, it's pretty annoying if they bark for 15 minutes. I think with that being the biggest issue, we pass all this, and it will be, I think we're still going to run into some difficulty. This will help, but it's still going to run into some difficulty solving one of the major issues, which is barking dogs. But I think it will certainly eliminate a group, for example, say the Summer Camp Association of North America. I don't even know if that's an existing group, but a group like that. Obviously, summer camps are a big deal here. It would prevent them from coming and putting on a big summer camp event, let's say at Wayne Valley Camp or somewhere like that. If they wanted to have a band play or have noise or something like that, and it was something that was going to benefit camp communities, and obviously Transylvania County benefits largely economically from summer camps. They're not going to set up, they're not going to spend thousands of dollars to put on some event on the hope that a neighbor's not going to complain and, the sheriff's not going to show up and shut it down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't think they do that.
Don't think who does
that? I don't think they do those kinds of things.
Because they're not going to show up and shut it down. They're going to show up first and tell them turn it down just a little bit.
Right.
And then we'll proceed and then go from there.
I know Ahi, they have a auxiliary campus that has a big flat field, and the girls get out there and play soccer or something, scream.
They don't do those things, but I don't think we're trying to plan for only something that's been done in class. I think we're trying to plan for the future too. And that's what I'm just wondering, are we hurting ourselves in any way?
I think we need to look kind of a little bit at the reality of it. The chief deputy spoke to the sheriff's office, and they encouraged us to do away with it.
Yeah.
well, we do whatever, and it goes to the hearing that we're going to have, and then it's going to go to the commissioners. And there'll be a talk between the commissioners and the sheriff, and it won't be there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality of it. Okay. I mean, in my opinion. And that's not here or there, that's just life.
Yeah.
And if I understand both ends of it.
Rick, are you saying that this will never become a reality?
No, I'm saying what he's talking about, the permits.
Oh.
That probably won't get too awful far, because that, you know.
Now, I've been doing a lot of thinking on this thing about this board trying to put together the best ordinance possible that will benefit the most people with the least disruption on people's lives and activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to a conclusion. We can never make a perfect ordinance.
That's right.
I mean, it can't. It's a physical impossibility.
Right.
Now, and looking, and quick as I say that, looking at the Section 4, noises prohibited, a lot of these are going to be intermittent noises that may last long enough to be a little bit of an irritation, and then they end. For example, like the deer runs through Mary's field down there, and all the dogs out there in that part of the valley start howling.
Right.
But in a few minutes, it's over.
Right.
There's no way to, I don't see a way to say that can't be done. How are you going to stop the dogs? How are you going to stop the deer? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
And you're not going to go out and hassle the people that live there whose dogs are barking, the deer that ran through their pasture, yard, farm, whatever.
So I don't want you to misunderstand me. I think we've cleaned it up a lot, and I think we've got it... really, I think we simplified it a lot and made it much, much better than what it was previous. But those are just some of the thoughts and concerns that I've had, and I'm just sharing them and seeing if there's any other thoughts.
Do you want to suggest any changes to the copy that is going to the commissioners?
I do not.
See, back when we used to have the county fair, and there used to be the fair in town here, stuff like that, people would put up with that because it was just an annual event.
Right.
And in a week's time, it was over. Right. You know, I think we've come up with about the best that we can.
I agree that people will put up with it, but the thing is, so whoever puts on the county fair, like whatever the organization that's over that, if they know this noise ordinance is there, and they know that there's the potential for this fair to get shut down because it's too many people in one place making too much noise, are they going to invest that money to come put that fair on, hoping that no one complains? Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I think the reality of it is that that's probably not going to happen.
It's just like this beach music thing they get ready to do next month. I mean, they come in, the promoters come in, they talk to the neighbors, they offer everybody tickets. They'll go in up there, church on Cherryfield Creek, and they'll go in and they'll have a thing, and it'll last one night, and that'll be ball game.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
I think it's the ordinance is tricky. So you have to rely on a common sense of your citizens and your enforcement folks. I think you're not going to be able to anticipate every scenario or every situation, and it may have to come back to be modified, but you are going to have to rely on folks. You know, they're not just going to call the police on their neighbor whose dog barks, you know, once or twice a week. It's probably going to be a guy whose dog barking 24/7 or, you know, at least 18 hours a day or something. You know, something that's bothering them.
That's a different story.
It's causing a disruption, and I don't think people are looking to.
You haven't heard my dog barking story. I live in a different place, maybe a quarter or a half mile away. It was some houses. Not where almost every night there was a dog barking. I'd get up to go to the bathroom, dog was barking. Yep. Going to lie down one morning, my wife said, "You hear the dog last night?" I said, "Yeah, I've heard it several nights." I said, "Oh, boy." So, well, now I get up, go to the bathroom, the dog's barking. I lie back down. The dog's still barking. Hear a door slam. It was a gunshot. The door slammed again, and there was no more dog barking.
So the sound scared the dog away.
That was the sound. That screamed the dog. The dog never barked again. So there's various other things. I'll be honest, guys. I would like for us to get this thing out of our hands.
I think the way you look at ordinances is they're not. It's not just something the commission's going to pass and put on the shelf. If there's problems in the future, it's going to come back to us. It's a living, breathing thing that we can have that power to change it later on once we see how we're actually applying out in the field.
Yeah.
Well,
it wouldn't be the
and
first ordinance
that's
going to change.
Exactly, and you know, and in what you're saying, at that hearing, make notes of any things that citizens come in and have to say. And
if it changed between now and when the commission's.
Exactly, but include all that when it goes to the commissioners too, so they can correct.
Yeah, somebody may come out and bring something in other situation to us that we haven't.
Exactly.
This could be. Yeah.
Do you suggest any changes in?
I think it's been pretty well vetted at this point by us. I don't see, unless there's any changes you all have.
It's been 5 months tonight.
Well, I mean, too, it's much worse as we did last time with the lawyer talking about things that we can legally do and legally address.
Right.
I think we pretty much topped it off.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's great. It's just that there's something tonight, and I think we've done a good job with it.
If you're happy with it, let's have a motion to forward it, I guess, to the county commission.
We'll have a public hearing.
We got to have our public hearing. Right. We need a public hearing. I guess we can do that next month.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion that the noise ordinance, as presented and discussed tonight, move forward to the public hearing phase.
Second.
Anything else? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
I believe we've done the best we can do.
All right. New business. Jason, I guess you're going to take care of that.
Yes, sir. It's one item I want to remind everybody about. We have our first meeting of the Cedar Mountain Small Area Planning Committee. It's next Tuesday at 6 p.m. in this room. And everybody's more than welcome to come out and be part of that conversation within the confines of North Carolina meeting halls. So I just want to make y'all aware of that we are having our first meeting.
You said it's at 6.
At 6.
I had it down for 7. Thank you.
I should have gotten there again tonight.
Yeah, I put it in my calendar a while back. That's the one you handed me.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Can I ask Chris a question about this?
Sure.
I'm looking at the boundaries of that area. Have they been established?
No. That's
what's going to happen here.
Okay. That's up for discussion. It's up for us to initiate a conversation on what that should be if they wanted to define a boundary. Maybe. I mean, you may come back with a recommendation that they don't want to do anything out there.
Now, Rick, you remember where the boundary used to be at the Circle Mill Solid Waste there at East Fork Road?
Mm-hmm. There's been some presentations I've seen that Joy and Mark did that loosely defined the boundary, but I don't know what the in-depth conversations were with the folks out there or what their. There's not been any firm definition of that.
I'm trying to remember how far we got from these two. Did we do a fire district?
It may have ended on State and Road at the Little River Cedar Mountain Fire District.
That's what I was thinking.
Which is up that long hill going up to the top of the mountain.
Almost right there at the county line.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So I have a copy of what that original steering committee had talked about in terms of geographic area, and I'm happy to pass this around if you'd like to take a look at this copy. Sure.
Okay,
there's nothing official. It's just.
I wonder if we ought to have a copy of that if any of us can come to that meeting.
Okay.
It's a pretty big thing, though.
Oh, well, okay.
I thought it was a bundle of more patients, but I'll have to say.
I'm planning on coming to that meeting because that's my community anyway. So I just heard her story.
Yep. And it's going to be just a discussion of housekeeping, or like chairman, vice chairman, trying to kick off discussing what goals the committee wants to do, what the objectives are, and it's just basically it's a kickoff meeting, kicking off the discussion, and then we'll get more in depth as we get further meetings. And I think some folks from the community are coming out and do a presentation of what they had done so far for the committee. That was who was that, Beth? It was Mr. Lawson.
He didn't confirm that he was going to do it, so one of the members of the community center.
Someone from the community center.
Robert Lawson kind of got unofficially the spokesman for him at one time because of his background and so forth. And so, but now the intent of the small business planning, that's already been established, hasn't it? What they're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. The intent of the committee is to. This has already been defined by the county commission, so.
Jason, who is going to, not mitigate, but run this program? Or is anybody, I mean, you going to be here to introduce them, or how do you do it?
How it's going to start is I'm going to open the meeting. And then we'll let them establish chairman and vice chairman, and then I'll be their staff support, same as this committee, since it's a citizen advisory committee.
So when you get this thing rolling, what authority to make changes will it have, or what will happen?
It's an advisory committee, so it makes recommendations to the county commission.
Okay.
So. They don't have any authority outside of making that recommendation. That's the purpose of the committee.
And are they?
Nothing is binding that they decide to do.
And the people that are appointed to this, are they appointed by the commissioner?
Yes.
So they can change based on the election?
Theoretically. Okay. However, they're on their.
I'm just asking. That's yes. Yeah, okay. So it's an appointment.
Yes, sir. It's a commission appointed advisory committee. So they'll make a recommendation to the planning board, and then the county commissioner will have final say.
Their recommendations will come to us?
Yes, sir.
And along the way, I presume we would have a hearing of some sort where all the citizens from America come down.
Correct.
Before it's over. Okay.
It'll basically work the same way as what. This divorce, how that transpired about 9 or 10 years ago. So it's very preliminary. There's still a lot of hurdles to jump to the planning board and the county commission to get the vet everything. We're not going to do it all in one night.
I'm just looking at that. Has there been any objections from any of the people out in that area to this being done?
Not since I've been here. I haven't heard anything from them. Now, I know there probably is some opposition, but I imagine that there will be voices heard as we move along through the process and they get word of it. I mean, some may show up Tuesday when they see you advertising and they're released on Friday.
I do remember early on, that remember when Robert Lawson was saying that when they collected all the comments, a lot of those comments came from people who didn't even live in the community. So I'm sure that topical.
That's right, I remember that too.
I imagine there will be some opposition to something at some point, and that's just part of the process. And their voices will be heard. And
it's kind of a form of zone can come out of this. Or land use regulation, let's put it like that.
Potentially. Depending on what the county commission has, they have the final say here,
right?
how would this butt heads theoretically with economic development if the general consensus of the Cedar Mountain community was we've got enough development? We don't want any more businesses or any more establishments out here.
Well, read those comments. Read the comments in there.
Right, yeah, I've got the comments written down.
Well, I mean, read the list of comments of all men.
Yeah. I mean, most of them preferred to have, a quiet setting in the evening and more of a, not a retirement area, but a quiet retreat, if you will, is what they were talking about.
And that's what this process is about, is how do folks want their community to look and want to be. And to what extent do you want regulation, if any at all? And that's part of this process.
Of course, two good things are going for those that want that at Cedar Mountain. The land next to Little River is floodplain land, so that's very limited on what they can do. And the rest of it is darn steep and full of rocks. You couldn't get a septic tank in there to try it. You know, so I mean, those are things that are going in their benefit.
Well, we'll see how it goes, right?
We'll see how it goes. We can send you all an electronic copy of the packet.
You mind mailing me one?
You can do that too.
Oh, come on, you're not the computer.
I don't have a printer, and I'm not going to get one. I will check my email twice a month.
We can send you
on the 1st and the 15th religiously since I retired.
I would like to have a copy.
Sure.
Just act like I know what I'm doing.
And we can try to get you all those copies from here on out, since you all probably will be hearing something from it eventually, just so you can't make a meeting or feel the process going on or what's going to be discussed.
Because I think about what Bob said, I think about the other meeting. Yes, there was some opposition, some people who weren't overly happy about the thing. And also, I remember that's about the time that Matt sent out that thing from Maggie Valley where one of these got out of control over there, and there was a lot of bad feelings, apparently.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have some corrective. Much when Marion Duval blew my phone up over one word, brave, in that one rough draft we had, I'd be able to lick something to talk from.
We'll see how it goes. I'm not opposed to the thing. I think that we don't have any zoning, and I think that as people who live in the area want to have a plan and some limits on what goes on there, and the people who live there initiate it and agree to it, I'm okay with it. But if you get to the point of trying to impose, I think we'll have a real problem.
Now, Jason, when it comes down to time for the committee to make their final or begin to make their community recommendations known to the commissioners, how are they going to be able to verify that the people who provided input are true residents of Cedar Mountain?
Well, I would think we'll probably have sign-in sheets. People will encourage them to put their name and address down. We also like to just, people who are interested, keep them apprised of the meetings and all that too. So they're included in the process, so they can't say that we're not inclusive. We want all those voices heard.
I don't mean to be exclusive to the point where people can't come see and hear, but when it comes to watching over their own community, though, I still believe that ought to be the folks in the community.
Yeah, and you need to have some way to verify that they actually live there.
Right. But now, see, Dunn's Rock is getting ready to do the same thing, right?
That's what I've heard.
Okay, so see, they may be at this meeting to hear how it goes. And so we already encourage people to come, encourage people to talk and make their feelings known, but if they don't live there, their input means this much, and the people that live there means that much.
When y'all make your recommendations, y'all can take people's input the way you want to take it.
And we need to verify off the damn voter registration rolls.
That'd be one way
to do it.
Who would do that?
Well, if we get to where we're having a public hearing, we require people to state their name and their address.
Well, like I did get to someone on my address, I don't mean to live there, just like talks away. Mm-hmm.
Then verify that they indeed are residents in that area.
So are y'all saying that part-time homeowners are not as important?
No. We're saying that people who don't live in the community at all coming in and trying to persuade the residents there that this is the way it should be.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying.
No,
you mentioned something about saying, you know, all they got to do is give their part-time residents, like in Talks Away, mm-hmm. and then they go back. But I mean, I'm hearing you say somebody from Asheville showing up and saying how something should be done in Cedar Mountain, but I would think people that
I think people living here year round don't have a better say, more say than people come up for 3 months in the summer.
Yeah. Don't you think so? Sometimes it's people who are here only part time trying to drive things that full time residents don't want to do or don't need to do. That's not unusual at all to see that happen. But then it is up to the full time residents to stand up, though.
Yes,
right, absolutely. I see what you're saying. They're passing, you know, trying to make some regulation or something, or change something for the little bit of time they're there, but not thinking about how it affects when they're not there.
They want to do the things the way they did it back so and so, wherever. I've heard that make statements.
Not everybody who comes to the community with an idea, whether they're resident or not, is going to have a good idea. That's part of the role of the planning board.
Right.
My mission is to
right.
take what they say.
It could be interesting. But you know what I'm talking about? Be some environmental group coming in that's opposed to a tree being cut and all that. And say this group decides, well, we'll have a little bit more commercial establishment. Well, to do that, you got to cut trees and move soil. And then these people that, you know, are going to go out and hug a tree and all that, that's the kind of stuff I'm saying right there. That, I mean, they can have their say, but it shouldn't mean a whole pile of beans, as far as I'm concerned, because that's a moot point if you're going to develop land. I mean, that's just an example.
Yeah, you're going to have to remove some vegetation. No question about it. In most places,
I want to see how best.
With any process like this, there's going to be a lot of white noise, and then there's going to be some good input from any and all sides. And that's part of the, you all have a hard job of deciding what that white noise is and what's actually a valid concern.
There are other traditional things around here, hunting, fishing, that sort of thing. That some people who come here part time don't really like that. I've had conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here, that's mountain culture.
Yeah. And
there's probably some folks who come here who don't want business to start enough because they came here for peace and quiet. And
locals need jobs.
Yeah.
That's a tough road right there.
It goes. You get all kinds.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
That's what makes this so interesting, because you're going to hear all sides and from all kinds.
I think it's a good thing that we're looking at this, and that maybe we're having some people pursue it a little further. We'll see how it works out.
Sir,
I'm not opposed to it. I do have some reservations. Bob said some of them. Some of the things I mentioned is I don't want to see part-time residents dictate that so often happens.
Like I said, nothing's going to be solved in one night. Next week it's a kickoff meeting. We're just going to get this process started, and we'll see how it shakes out.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Next thing on the agenda is other. I don't have any. Do you have something?
I do, actually. So I have one thing to tell you all about. Transylvania County was selected to host one mini conference session out of a national week of events with a local government group that I'm a part of. So next week, there is an event that is looking at the economic history of the county, plus our natural resources and how that has almost shifted our culture today in the county. And so it's going to be a lunch and learn panel with Mac Morrow, talking about his work with Acusta, Josh Hollingsey from the Alliance talking about some of their strategic plans of which businesses they want to attract to the county, Wes Dixon from Sycamore Cycles talking about his perspective as a business owner with the natural resources, and then Bruce McDonald from DuPont talking about some of the collaborative work that they do with our public safety offices.
Why don't you have Kim and Hal be part of it too, instead of just the bicycle team for the natural resources?
Now who's Kevin?
He runs Davis River Outfitters.
There's a couple options.
I mean, there's somebody other than a bicycle staff.
Or willing, Jessica Whitmire, or her mom or dad, either one of them, mm-hmm. David Whitmire,
yeah. I mean, did David
just a different, just to get variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a different outlook other than one pretty narrow one.
Well, and so, and it was, that was a recommendation to me for a panelist from some folks in county administration, just because he had been on city council and kind of had a perspective from that.
Where is this going to be?
It'll be next Wednesday at noon. And so since another group is helping us partner to promote it, there's a cost, but it's just to cover lunch. So it's $10 for the food.
Where?
At the election center. And I'm more than happy to...
this coming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. 25th.
See, the good thing theoretically about Mac Mara being on there is he understood and would understand what the value of Acusta was to the economy of this county for three generations.
Mm-hmm.
One more, Kenzie.
Okay. Yes, we all can relate to this. What is engaging local government leaders?
I have talked to Chairman Hawkins because he was kind of helping me brainstorm what the event was going to look like, and so I've invited him, and I'm going to send it out to the rest.
Where are the tickets?
Online. And I'm happy to send you an electronic link that you can just click and go to the website, if that's easier.
That's one of those wonderful dresses that I so dearly love. Just cut and paste.
Just say you will send us an email,
mm-hmm.
with that. Yeah.
Well, even with Mac on there, you've got nobody on here, Roslyn West or North or East. Northwest, I guess, and you get a lot of different outlooks.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got, DuPont, Bruce, I understand that. West, Sycamore Cycle, that's pretty narrow. But you got nobody from Roslyn, Balsam Grove, Toxway, anything like that. And it's kind of narrow.
Is it too late to change that?
Probably for this one, but. I had talked to some other people when I was trying to figure out who to bring to it, and a few years ago, Mark Tooley and some other people had organized a conference in the county that was looking at balancing, I think, the natural resources and tourism, and that's something that they are potentially going to revamp in the next couple of years. And so, especially with more of the events going on in Roslyn, and with David and Headwaters and things like that, I'm assuming that will be a better chance to bring everyone in.
Now, Josh will have a pretty good overview of things that bring income into the county. Mike will have a good history. Mike used to work on the French Broad River years ago by pulling stuff out of the river before people knew what it was.
I remember when the recreation department used to do that.
Yep. Mike was doing some of that.
Yep. We'd be working the river, working duck hunting on the river with Chad, and then we'd be out there pulling timber out of the river so the boats could get through.
So if we get a wild herring and decide we want to come to this, we let you know, or?
We can, if you could register online, that would be great, because we do have some giveaways and just to get a good head count for food ahead of time. Or if you would like to let me know, I can do it for you.
Okay. And that gets us down to public comments.
Although I do have one answer for you. You said, how does Beth do that? I know the answer, but I'll just hold that to myself. I don't know how she does the minutes.
Lots of hours at home.
Lots of hours at home.
Retired.
Don't worry, you know,
the biggest thing I'm going to do is get the best recording. And Kimsey says, how do you get a wild hair?
I will say that she has a pretty good transcript of the meeting that she started with, developed a transcript first. So.
But she is able to change that with discretion. This is the quickest meeting we've had in a long time.
That's right. All right. We're down to then the board member comments.
I'm impressed the way we've done the noise ordinance. There's been a tremendous amount of back and forth and exchange of common sense and civility and all that, and I'm impressed with that. Now, I feel good about the public meeting there. I think we've done what we can do.
Rick, you don't have anything. John Wayne, I don't have anything. Therefore, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I can't believe it.
If you put in there, this is red letter night.
Yeah. I'll say, since it was a red letter night, we adjourned at what time is it? 7:40?
7:40.
All in favor, please say aye. Stand up and get out of here.
42-minute meeting. Boy, that's a record.
That's a record. That just shows.